BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Someone who works on the show calls up the show to get some advice. Real or no real with Charlie Sloth. And Chris has noticed something I do every time I pay with contactless. Okay, people are making me paranoid again today. Am I whistling again? Is my voice whistling?
No, you sound good today.
Is it back on?
I think so, yeah. How do you feel?
I feel good, you know. Emergency dentist appointment at 8:30 this morning. Yes.
Oh, aye.
To get my picture, I sent you me in the glasses.
Yes, I did, yes.
Dentist selfie from the actual chair.
Flirty dentist?
No. He actually came in specially to see me on his day off.
Is he like a celebrity dentist then?
No. No, just your dentist from down the road.
Okay.
Very nice man. Anyway, so it's all sorted now. I feel back to normal. Don't say I'm whistling again, though, because I'm actually not. Stop it again. Okay, Birdie coming up, and also Royal Blood, and a bit of Wiz Khalifa before 1:30. Still trying to think of a name for this thing where we pick a song at 2:40 every day. I quite like Battle of the Bangers.
We've got nothing better so far, and it's really frustrating situation because it would be nice to give it a title rather than having to do a long-winded explanation every time.
Would be good to put a name on it.
Today's one, though, I should point out, you're in big trouble. After my win yesterday, I've gone random today, but okay. It's a forgotten gem.
Okay, so we're doing this thing at 2:40. He picks a song, I pick a song, then one of you lot gets on the phone and decides for us. And it does spark massive reaction. I was really upset that I didn't get to play Exceder by Mason versus Princess Superstar yesterday, but I'll get over it.
Yeah, but all last week, I didn't get to play the songs that I chose because you won. And there were some good ones in there. Plan B, Stay Too Long, that should have been on. I was robbed with that one.
You did throw your toys out of the pram, but you did have a win yesterday, so that's good. With Uwe Mark Ronson.
Yes.
I've got some gems, though, lined
have
up in the next couple of days. I really have.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, what else is going on? I'm kind of living for Kanye West on Twitter right now.
He's the best.
I mean, what is going on there?
I mean, it's a bit random at times and maybe sometimes a little bit wrong, but it's entertaining to see someone just take to Twitter.
Yeah, like that. Surely there's some point, though, where one of the Kardashians is going to be like, just hides his phone.
Do you reckon they know that he's doing it?
Well, they must see it, right? If I was Kim, I'd be like, oh, where's your phone gone? Oh, it's gone missing. And just hide it in a drawer somewhere. Or I'm saying that how long do you reckon it's going to be until like he claims he's been hacked? Oh, sorry, guys, North had my phone. Like my 2-year-old child.
Because I can't imagine him sending those tweets. Like, it must be him, but I cannot believe that he is doing it.
My favourite one was when I saw Greg replying to every single tweet that he did last night. He's like, go to bed! So good. Did you see any of the Grammy stuff?
I saw little bits. I saw mainly through your Twitter, actually, because you often talk about the Grammys.
I was tweeting away last night. Did you see Taylor Swift looking great? New hair? Really good new hair.
I heard about the hair. I heard that was a big deal. I heard Ed Sheeran won a couple of Grammys.
Yeah. Taylor opened the show with a performance of Out of the Woods, but then she started crying afterwards. You'll see the video, it's all over the internet. As she returned to her seat after her performance, there's a video of her like wiping away tears and being comforted by Gomez. Do you know why?
Why?
Because she was annoyed at herself for missing one note in her performance. And actually, in the video, if you look it up, you can see her mouthing, I missed the note. I missed the note, and that's why she was so upset. That right there is the sign of a true professional. It's like me, like if I mess something up here, isn't it?
Is it the sign of a true professional, or is it someone that, you know, needs to worry about other things?
No. She's a professional. You've seen me cry when I've missed the news jingle before.
I have seen you cry.
Does this mean she cares? Or like when there's a massive gap because I've stuffed up pressing play? You've had to comfort me before, haven't you? It's quite normal.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Roshan.
Hi. What's your name?
Roshan.
We've got a Roshan that works on our show, haven't we?
It's me.
It is Roshan who works
you.
On the show.
Why are you ringing the show?
Because I need some advice. This is how it works, isn't it?
Yeah, you are. You are supposed to get in touch with us, but you work on the show, Roche.
Yeah, but I don't want like special privileges or something.
Okay, well, this is weird. Where are you in the office?
Yeah.
So you've left the studio to go to the office to call into the show that you work on?
Yeah, but this is how it works, isn't it? If there are rules to follow, let's do that.
Well, yeah, that's right. We do get a lot of callers on. So how can we help? This is weird.
Right, I've got a relationship one.
Mm-hmm.
I've recently been on a second date with a girl.
Yeah.
First date went quite well, went for drinks, had a laugh, etc. So I went to see her again.
Yeah. Why have you not discussed this with us off air?
I do, but you sort of just say yes, and I sort of assume you're not interested.
Oh, okay. No, carry on. So second
date... We do take the mix sometimes, to be fair.
Second date was all right, was it?
Well, here's the thing. Second date, went for dinner, right, and then said, do you want to go for some drinks? She's like, yes. So I'm thinking, okay, this is going quite well. We then go for a few drinks. We're getting the last tube home. I'm thinking the evening's gone quite well. So right at the end, just as we're about to part ways, I think, right, I'm going to try my luck here, and I'm going to go for a kiss.
Yes.
So I lean in. I'm saying our lips connected, but maybe a second before she pushed it into a hug.
Oh, no. What, so you did? You reckon you kissed for a second, but then she kind of made it not a kiss and more of a kind of friendly hug?
I'm saying our lips definitely connected, and this is my problem, because, okay, it wasn't like a long, passionate kiss, but there was definitely physical mouth-on-mouth contact. And I don't know if I can count it as a kiss.
Have you heard from her since?
There's been intermittent texting, but admittedly more spaces between the messages than there were before.
Oh. So you want to know, is that an actual kiss? Can you count that as one, or is it just a hug?
Yeah, I mean, can I count it towards numbers? I'm not saying that it's going anywhere with this girl, but I'd like to just, for the numbers.
I see what you mean.
Right.
You want to know whether you include this on your CV?
If that's okay, yeah.
On your CV of love.
Exactly.
You see, I don't think you can.
No, I don't.
Why? Well, hang on, the lips, why is a kiss, though?
Well, you went in for it, and then she turned it into a hug, which would suggest that she maybe didn't want to kiss you.
If it's not a kiss, like, you wouldn't just connect lips with someone for a second. Like, you and Chris wouldn't just lips for a second, would you? You'd count that as a kiss.
But hang on, what are you saying there, then? So if we were going by your rules, we'd be going out by now.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, if it's not a kiss, right, two people, lips meeting, that, for me, is a kiss. Regardless of the time involved.
Okay, so you just want
to... If I said to you now, Chris, go over and just, like, peck Mills on the lips...
Well, I wouldn't do it.
Exactly.
Why not?
Because it's a kiss.
Oh, I see what you mean. You're saying because that would be high drama, because it would be a kiss. Are you basing whether you go on a third date on whether this is counting as a kiss?
It's an important factor. I don't want to be wasting my time, Stark. I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay, so this is really funny. So you're not sure whether to count it or not, and therefore don't know whether she's serious or not, but if she's kissed you, that clearly shows that she's keen...
There's some interest there.
Exactly.
Was it definitely a second, or was it more? Because if you're using it as a phrase, oh, it only took a second, but actually it was a sort of 3-second, you know...
Yeah, how...
That would be on, I would say.
I'm saying it was probably more than a second, but less than two. Now, I don't know whether that was because she was taking time to process what was happening and react, or it was a conscious decision to stay
it
in
was
it.
More than a second, but less than two. Fine, I can demonstrate.
I'm just trying
that.
To, hang on, I'm just trying to imagine it in my head.
Okay, ready?
Yeah,
more than a second, but in fact, I can stopwatch this.
Yeah, thank you.
Hang on.
And
we might as well go scientific.
Tell me when to go.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go. Now, that's 1.8 seconds.
Oh, that's quite a long time.
But bear in mind, whilst this was happening, her hands were also in motion to sort of push me away into the...
Mate.
So lips were there, but also movements away were in progress.
Fine. So we just need to know whether it counts.
Yeah. Can this go on his kiss list or not? Let us know. Hey, listen, thanks for calling the show, Roshan.
Thanks, Scott.
Now you can come back into the studio.
See you in a minute.
All right, bye. Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. Daily.
That's true. Where do you stop counting kisses? What about the ones that your nan gives you? Still a kiss?
Well, I suppose if you're declaring it on your CV.
Or your mum. Yeah, don't put that one on your CV. Jason from Middlesbrough wants to put that out there.
It's an odd thing to put on your CV, I should point out.
On the CV of love, it's fine.
On the CV of love, yeah.
I think he puts it on a CV of love, but with an asterisk. Says Lloyd in Cornwall. Maybe like caveat at the bottom should explain the situation. Mm. No tongue, no kiss. Simple from Joe on the M5. Thanks for that. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Jess.
Hello, Jess. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Help us out with this, right? The 1 second kiss, maybe just a bit more than 1 second.
More than one, less than two.
Yeah, before she kind of pushed him away and made it into a hug. Can that be counted on the kiss list?
No.
Why?
I think kisses last more than 5 seconds.
Five?
That's a joke. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna just time this. Hang on.
Stopwatch out again. Mills, are you ready? You
never
this
use
one,
that stopwatch so much.
Yeah. Three, two, one. There you go.
No, that's ridiculous. That's way too long. 5 seconds is ages.
Right. Yeah, I think people lie.
Why did you ask my opinion?
Yeah, true. 5 seconds is ages.
Out of interest, did you feel like you kissed Scott there over the radio?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. No. Well, I thought it was quite special.
I'm going on a date this weekend, actually.
Are you? Will you be doing a 5 second kiss?
Most likely.
Okay. Who with?
I'm actually going on a date with Dave, who has been on the breakfast show.
What?
Yes.
Oh, wow. What, so you're the girl that's going on the date with the guy that's been on Grimmy's show?
I am the girl.
Oh, I love that we've got you on.
You've been hearing this, Scott. It's this guy, David.
Yeah.
Who's going on a date with someone he met from Instagram. Is that you?
Yeah. That's me.
And Grimmy's been giving him expert advice all week. They had a body language expert on this morning.
Oh, I love it when they get a body language expert involved. So at some point this weekend, Dave is, if he follows the advice of the body language expert, is going to feed you a chip.
Yeah.
And if you take it in the mouth, then you are interested. And if you take it by the hand, then not so much.
Yeah.
But that's a massive advantage to you, isn't it? Because he's been taught stuff every day to try help him, and you know what he's going to do.
Because you've been hearing it on Radio 1.
Yeah, I know.
So have you just called up for advice?
Well, yeah. I figured as Dave's getting all this expert advice on Grimmy's show, I figured I'd give you a call.
Yeah. But that's kind of expert advice, and you've called us, not experts.
But I need expert advice.
Okay, here's what I think you should do. Can I be honest?
Yeah.
When Dave offers you that chip, don't take it. At all.
What?
I think now that you know all of the advice he's getting, make it as tricky for him as possible by not going along with any of it.
Just don't respond or go along to any of it, I don't think.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Or just do something that he's not expecting, because he's only been told you might take it with your mouth or take it with your hand, right?
Right.
I say, lick the chip. All of the taste, none of the calories.
Okay.
Also, Dave's going to get some advice from Paddy McGuinness on the show tomorrow, right?
Apparently so, yeah.
Whatever Paddy tells Dave to do, right?
Do the opposite?
Absolute opposite. You got it. You got it. All right, good speech to you, Jess.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck with the date. Love you. Bye.
Bye. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. A lot of people are asking where Innuendo Bingo is. Have you only just noticed it's gone? It's having a hiatus at the moment, One Direction style. Hopefully we'll be back on soon. Who knows when it will reappear?
I think it's a good idea. And also it gives me a chance to sort out all the bingo clothes. Because that was turning into a really dire situation. There was no system in place.
No system in place. And like you were throwing on clothes that had been worn and spat on so many times. And to be honest, you stank.
Yeah.
Like properly.
Yeah.
So we've got time to regroup, to get some amazing new clips and to go to that laundrette and do a service wash so that all the clothes that Chris wears will be shiny and new when Bingo comes back, whenever that might be.
I also think when we bring Innuendo Bingo back, if we bring it back, but I think we will bring it back at some point, we should come back harder and stronger.
I agree. There should be none of the, like the guests, they have to go for it. Because, you know, some of them, most of them do, but some of them are like, they don't want to get wet. That's not being allowed.
Yeah, and I think sometimes some of the guests that come on think, do you know what, I can do this another time, or I can come back. No, you should earn your place. No, I think we need to be bigger with Innuendo Bingo. I think we need to feel stronger. And instead of just saying yes all the time, we shouldn't just take it.
I agree.
We should, you know, show the strength of what is one of radio's best features.
It is. And if someone from Towie comes up and complains, you know,
don't avoid my face. Avoid my face. No.
No, we are going for your face. Yeah, that's what we're saying. Also, like, okay, so your eyebrows have fallen off. Not eyebrows. Yeah.
What was it?
Eyelashes, yeah, not eyebrows. That'd be weird if your eyebrows fell off.
Crack on.
Crack on with it. Do you know what I mean? Otherwise, you won't be asked back. Those are the new rules that we've just made up for In Your Da Bingo.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's get to it.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Every day, we pick a banger each. You decide what gets played next on Radio 1. The competition is fierce. Chris is now complaining that I get to speak to the callers before they go on air, and he thinks that gives me a massive advantage. It doesn't. I just have to say hello to them to check they're on the line before they go on the radio.
I just wonder if we need someone independent to answer the phone, like a judge or a doctor or something.
Right, a lord.
Or a lord, yeah.
Hello, Dale.
Hello.
Hello, where are you?
I'm in Blackpool.
Oh, that's nice. And you've got a day off today?
I have, yes.
What are you doing?
I'm just doing some baking with the fiancé.
Baking with the fiancé?
Yeah.
What are you baking, please?
We are making a Victoria sponge.
Oh, that's a challenge, isn't it? That's
off of school.
That's a little bit advanced.
It's not advanced, the Victorian sponge.
If you're going to do that right, I've watched Bake Off. You can fall down on that kind of thing, Dale.
You can.
A sponge, and what else are you
baking?
We are baking apple crumble.
Oh, yeah, old school, I like it.
Is it a good bake?
It's doing well so far, fingers crossed.
Not a bad bake. Brilliant way of spending your day off, I reckon, Dale.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you've heard this before, you know how fierce the competition gets, right?
Yes.
I don't know what Chris has picked. He doesn't know, have any idea what I've gone for either.
Yes.
When I press play, that's the first time either of us have heard our suggestions.
Genuinely, we take this quite seriously, as you can probably hear.
Just don't know what's going to come up.
Oh, mine's weird today.
Yours is weird?
Yeah, but it's good.
Okay, you go first, tell me.
All right, it's a forgotten classic, this one. It's one of the lesser remembered Bruno Mars songs, but it's worth remembering because it's a masterpiece. Lyrically, one of the greatest songs of all time.
Is it Gorilla?
Bruno Mars, Gorilla.
No one wants Gorilla by Bruno Mars. Treasure,
they
yes.
Do, no, they... I think you're wrong.
Like,
this is an anthem. Where was this
Gorilla?
At the Super Bowl? Come on, Dale, do the right thing. Yeah.
Okay, you're right, it's weird. What about mine, though? Yes!
Oh, I like this.
This is a good one. Gym Class Heroes. I haven't heard this since it was out. Cupid's Chokehold.
This is the best one you've done so far.
And yours isn't. But it's not up to us. Okay, Dale, me or Chris?
Oh, I'm going to go with this choice just because it is an all-time classic, and I've DJed for the past 15 years and I do like this special when it first came out.
It's not going to be Gorilla, this, is it?
What is it?
Oh, sorry, Chris, I'm going to have to go with Scott.
Yes!
Some time since we last spoke. This is gonna sound like a bad joke, but mama, I fell in love again. It's safe to say I have a new girlfriend.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That is true. Katy Perry's first claim to fame was being in that video, and at the time was his actual girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah, Travis McCoy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They went out for ages.
Yeah, but she was in the video. I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's the hot one in the video. And that's kind of like one of the first things she did.
I think that's an absolute tune.
Thank you.
And I think that would have won anyway.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest,
my choice was wrong.
I could have picked anything and won there, I think.
Scott, the sales rep, says, Chris, go find a mirror, take a long, hard look at yourself. And do you know what? I agree.
No, Kerry's been on, secretly listening at work in Bromsgrove. Yes, Bruno Mars' Gorilla is a hidden gem. It's mine and my boyfriend's jam. I would have chosen you.
Yeah, but it's no Cupid's chokehold.
It's no Cupid's chokehold. Okay, we'll reset. Tomorrow, we'll pick a song each. I don't think my one tomorrow can be beaten.
Fine.
Okay.
But that's a challenge. If anyone's willing to help me on that, text now or please tweet me something good.
Asking for outside help again.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Slay.
I saw Chris there saying slay to himself and just thought I'd turn his microphone on. I don't know, I hope you heard
sorry.
That.
Sorry.
Do it again?
No, because it was something private.
Best revenge is your paper.
Beyonce, Formation. She sounds so cool when she says...
Got hot sauce in my bag.
But I think it's all in the accent.
You do it.
No, you do it.
No, you do it.
I've got hot sauce in my bag. Not the same. Come on, then.
No.
Watford, go on.
Come on, your name above the door.
Go on, you say it.
Wait, give me the line again.
Got hot sauce in my bag.
Got hot sauce in my bag.
No, I want you to do it in your accent.
Well, what is that?
Just your normal voice. Just say it.
I've got hot sauce in my bag.
Doesn't sound as good, does it?
No.
It's not as...
Got hot sauce in my bag.
It's all in the accent. From Manchester, I've got hot sauce in my bag.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The last few days, I've noticed something new about you, Scott. And since I realised it, it's really started to bug me.
What?
It's this little thing that you do, and I want to share it because it started to rub off on me a little bit. So I found myself copying you now and doing the same thing.
What am I doing?
Well, what you do is, and I'm not sure why you do it, and I'm kind of keen to know, I'm keen to know why you would do this. But you seem to get really excited whenever you use contactless on your card. So you know the pad thing where you put your card on there?
Yeah.
I've noticed this thing about you where you will always go, yes, whenever you use your contactless. But it's like you're using it for the first time.
I've got
really strange. So I've started doing this.
I've got to admit, contactless is brilliant.
Why does it blow your mind so much?
It's brilliant. It's like magic. It's like, how has it done that so fast?
But it's good, right? Because it saves a bit of time if if you do have a card with contactless on. But it seems strange that you are like so new to this, or that you don't understand the science behind it.
I'm not even that new to it, but it still really excites me. I know that's a bit weird, but I it does.
It's something I noticed a few days ago. So
I didn't know to put a pin in. It's brilliant.
The last couple of days, what I've been doing is trying to record you using your card when you've used contactless to prove a point, and you did it. There was a couple of times you didn't do it, to be fair, or you did very small celebrations. There's a couple of times I've caught you where you go mad for it, right?
And okay,
I've managed to film it, so we're going to put this on the
you
Radio
filmed
One,
me?
Yeah, the Radio 1 Facebook and Radio 1 Twitter. Just a couple of times that I've caught Scott getting excited. See what I mean? But here's the moments that you do it. You can hear what I mean. So we were in a pub, right? You used contactless.
Yeah, I did.
Listen to your reaction.
Yes!
Oh, even the bar lady there was quite taken aback.
Yes, it really takes. When you see this video, it takes her by surprise. Mm. You do. You just. I mean, that one was really weird because you almost celebrated when it worked. Do you not think it's going to work?
I didn't even know I was doing this. I don't know. It's just, I find it really exciting.
Yes!
That was quite loud.
We were in the canteen. You used your contactless card for that.
What, earlier?
Yeah. Yeah, and listen to this.
Yes!
Blows my mind.
It's not very good quality, but I think I said it blows my mind that.
Yeah.
Blows my mind.
But what I guess I want to get to with this is like, why are you celebrating so much? Is this just you don't think it's going to work? Is this magic that blows your mind?
It's just magic. Like, and now if I have to put my pin in, I'm like, ugh. Just like, I just want to be able to touch it and it works. It does blow my mind.
It's like you think it's a wand.
It is. I feel like I'm straight out of Hogwarts. It's amazing.
Which is a wonderful thing to see. And I love the fact that you love life so much that you have a little celebration every time you use contactless.
I have a little dance.
And if you want to see this video, it's on Radio 1 Facebook, Radio 1 Twitter. It's not the best quality video. I had to kind of film it on the slide. But tell me if this is normal.
Yeah. Now, using your phone to pay for things, when I set that up eventually, that is going to... Whoa, that's next level.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This track is Never Be Like You by Flume and Kai. And I'm Scott Mills. I get excited when I use contactless, whatever.
People seem to really enjoy this. It's such an insight into your mind. That's why.
Marcus says, that celebration, the little dance you do when it works is brilliant. You do a little squeal. I do a yas. I'd like it's a little leap for joy there when it works.
So happy in life that gives you so much joy. Ready on Facebook and ready on Twitter if you want to see this little kind of shoddy video that we've made.
Harry in Manchester says, I'm so with you, Mills. Using contactless is amazing. It's absolutely brilliant. It gets me so excited. I know. I'll tell you what else has really got me going today. Talking of yas. You know the original yas, gaga, yas people? I don't think it's the same people, but someone's gone up to Gaga and done it right in her face again. And this is when she was kind of in the David Bowie outfit last night.
Oh.
Because she did a tribute to David Bowie.
Well, people follow her around saying this thing.
Yeah. So she must be quite used to it by now because constantly, you see it all time online. It's
Gaga,
like...
Gaga, yes!
Yes, Gaga!
Yes, Gaga! But she was so shocked by this one because I think it's been a while since anyone said it to her. So she's dressed up and someone just comes up right in her face. Listen to this. The video is better, but listen.
Yes!
Her face is like, what the? Why are they doing that?
Yes!
She just looks like, okay then. It's really good.
I'm pleased people are still doing it, though. I can't wait till she comes to Radio 1 at some point and we can be outside just shouting it at her.
Oh, should we go outside?
Oh, that'd be so good, wouldn't it?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can't believe I'm saying this. It's been a while. Feels like ages, actually. It's Charlie Sloth.
Oh, gosh.
Hello there.
Hi, Millsy. How are you, Cuts?
I'm all right, Slothy.
Looking all brown over there, fam.
Am I still?
You're looking brown, Cuts.
Do you know, I've been back a week now.
A week?
Over a week. And, yeah, it doesn't seem to be coming down any, does it?
That's because you keep on topping it up.
Oh, whoa. Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa.
Possibly, yes.
Just throwing it out there like that.
You've got a nice tan as well, Charlie.
That's jaundice.
Oh. It's not jaundice.
It is.
Look... Okay, so maybe I have been twice now to the tanning temple since I came back.
Have you?
So what? What are you going to do?
That is cheating, fam. I thought that was all natural.
What's news with you?
Same old cars taking over the world one step at a time. Mm-hmm. Superstar DJ lifestyle.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. And how is that going? Are you got any holidays booked?
Yeah, loads. I'm on all the important holiday islands this year, as always.
That's not a holiday. That's you're working there. You're DJing.
That's all I do.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah.
So you just go to Zante and...
Holidays are for fools!
Okay. Just a workaholic, that's what you are.
Mm. I have been told that several times.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sure you've been called worse.
You are that situation where you do mix both work and play.
Yeah.
Yeah. The edges are blurred for you, aren't they, Charlie?
They are. Is that a fat joke?
No.
Was that a fat joke?
It's not
you looked
a fat
at my
joke.
Belly. You looked at my belly when you said the edges are blurred.
The edges are blurred. No, I didn't mean that. I mean the edges between work and play. Sometimes they're a bit.
Yeah,
like,
well, that's why my job is the best job in the world.
You don't know when
your
you're working.
Edges.
You don't know when you're working. You don't know when you're playing.
Well, my job.
And sometimes
is
they collide.
Play. It's all play. I love my job, so it's all play. I don't look at what I do as work. No. I'm living the dream, the lifestyle. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I do.
He's on pay to play.
I've missed our chats. It's time for today's Real or No Real. A selection of facts here. Some of them might be real. Some of them really aren't. But tell me which is which, please.
There's a new reality TV show where dogs will learn to fly a plane.
Dogs can do everything else now. Come on.
That's ridiculous.
You've seen Britain's Got Talent. Mm-hmm.
Are they dogs or celebrity dogs?
They are just general dogs.
Normal
members
dogs.
Of the public dogs there.
Whoa. They'll probably do a celebrity version, though.
Yeah, they'll do celebrity dogs eventually. If this one goes well.
Mm. I think the reality TV show business is running out of ideas fast.
Do you think?
Scraping the barrel.
Yeah. But dogs are clever.
But are they intelligent enough to be able to fly a plane?
I flew a plane, and it wasn't as hard as I thought it would be.
When was that?
Big bit of pokey just come out of those there. That was emotional, cuss.
Sorry, Charlie.
Whoa! Somebody get him a tissue!
Oh,
clean
no.
up on that free!
That was such a cool story as well, and you ruined it by snotting everywhere.
Yes, that was a snot on a hot cuss.
Sorry, guys. But,
When was the plane thing?
I was in it. Well, that's a lie, because it wasn't an actual plane, it was a plane simulator.
Oh, that's the. Come on, how can you. That's different. You
apparently,
can't...
Is it? Well, apparently it feels the same.
Yeah, it's not the same plane simulator.
Right. Right.
There was the one that they train pilots on.
Wasn't that for this show?
Yeah.
I can't remember why we did that.
And I successfully landed the plane on one of the flights I did.
And how many flights did you do?
A few, but you...
Yeah, well, there you go.
So you landed once.
Yeah, what I was surprised by is once you got it, it isn't... I had very little training. It wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. He's saying that pilot's job is easy.
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't believe that.
No, yeah.
You are saying that.
No, I'm saying...
You are. You've just said it's easy.
No, I'm not. Because I'm saying pilots need to know a lot of stuff. I'm saying if it literally came down to it, I had to land the plane, I would be happy doing that.
Right now. If you were on a plane now and you were like...
If we were all on a plane together and someone also, said, there's a situation, we need someone to step up here.
You would do that.
I would rather I stepped up than any of you. And I'd be happy to do
gosh,
so.
Gosh, that is so terrifying, the thought of that.
None of you say that's so brave. Or that's so good.
No, that's terrifying.
You're like, yeah, I'd be better at it than any of you.
But
I landed once in a simulator.
But where I'm going with this is it's conceivable for me, because dogs are smart, that you could teach them the basics and they could fly a plane.
So will dogs learn to fly a plane on this new reality TV show? Chris?
I'm going to go real.
No, I can't see it. That's animal cruelty. How are you going to put a dog up in a plane and then for it to go peep Tom?
They can go in planes.
They're going to be in a simulator.
Yeah, like I was.
Real? I'm going to say no real. This is ridiculous.
That one. Is real.
That is ridiculous.
So the new show is going to feature 12 dogs who are being put through their paces at a flight school to learn how to fly a plane for a new show which is called Dogs Might Fly.
No.
What channel?
It doesn't say, but it's got ITV2 all over
it. If it was cats, it could have been called Come Fly With Me, Al.
Come what?
Come Fly With Me, Al, if it was cats. I'm just trying to think of a better dog title.
Wait.
Dogs Might Fly? I like it. I'm going to watch it.
You're going to watch it?
Yeah. It's dogs at a flight school. Who? What's not to like?
That's terrible.
And next.
During the launch of his new fashion line, Kanye West gave his models a set of rules, including no showering and no blinking.
Oof, Kanye's Twitter's been a zoo. Recently.
It's been a zoo. Have you been keeping up to date with it?
Yeah.
Man is in $58 million debt.
Yeah, is he though?
No, I don't think he is personally, but I think his company is.
Okay.
He's invested a lot of money into the new Yeezy brand and other ventures.
Yeah. He needs to stop persuading people to download that music site. Not happening, mate.
Did you do it? Did you do it? Tell the truth.
Back to the model.
No, thing. Tell the truth. Did you download the app?
Only for the Rihanna album.
I downloaded it as well. Yeah. Hands up, I did. I did you, Chris?
No.
No.
But the model thing.
I got rid of it.
Kanye
now.
West. The Kanye West models, he's very particular about who's modelling, right? Because he's very passionate about his brand and stuff like that. They all need to do certain rules.
Passionate.
So I think this is real. But do you think the rules? Do you think the rules, Charlie, included no showering?
See, I actually saw the rules. I saw the list of rules.
But that's a strange one, isn't it?
It is a strange one. I don't remember seeing the showering thing on there. I remember seeing the blinking thing on there.
Right.
Don't blink out of sync or something outrageous like that. Don't blink too fast or don't blink too slow.
But also, not having a wash is weird. You think that you want them to be fresh.
He might have been going for the stanky look. The scruffy vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, got you. That's quite in
dirty. Yeah, the Shoreditch look.
Yeah. So is... during the launch of Kanye's fashion line, were the models told no showering and no blinking, real or no real?
I remember the blinking thing.
I think the showering thing's outrageous. So I think this might be real.
But if the blinking thing's real, it's half real, half no real. True. How does that work?
Well, that is
because
both,
I remember the blinking thing.
Yeah, but it's both, isn't it? Includes set of rules, including no showering, no blinking. So it's either real or no real. Because that comes, think of it as a package.
Yeah, I'm going to say real.
Real.
You said no real.
Is no real.
What? I said no real. You said real.
I'll let you have that. But you said
no real. I did say no real on that one.
Okay. So we did make those up, but they were given a long list of rules, including no smiling, no whispering, and definitely no eye contact.
There's a few better plane names coming in for that show, Scott. Planines. Pop, pop, and away.
Yeah, that's good.
Furbulence.
That's a good one.
Furbulence.
Sorry, I haven't credited the right people there, but great ideas.
I like furbulence. And finally,
to bond with her cats, Out of the Woods singer Taylor Swift washes by licking herself.
Whoa. 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 Oh, gosh. Whoa.
No, because if you are that friendly with cats, which she is,
whoa!
Do as the cats do.
Do as the cats do, exactly.
Wash yourself in the same way.
Whoa. That's a great image.
Mm-hmm. We've
all had a drink.
No, we haven't. I actually don't know what to say about this.
No.
I mean, if you wanted to bond with your cat, I don't know how else you would do that.
Stroke it and buy it nice treats.
Can that be in the Bombolo Gap tomorrow? Just whilst I remember. Okay.
Maybe occasionally she just like licks her wrist or her arm just to feel what it's like.
I get you. So then the cat sees her doing that and then thinks she's one of ours.
That's how cats watch, not humans.
Oh, gosh.
Taylor Swift does have a certain feline look about her.
Does she?
In the eyes. I don't know, sort of cat's eyes.
Shark eyes.
Are they shark eyes?
A little bit, yes. Think about it. Think of eyes of sharks.
Shark
now
eyes are really far apart.
Taylor Swift.
All right,
a little bit sharky, that's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Obviously, she's our leader, and I don't want to say anything bad about her because I love her.
Yeah. But in terms of bonding with cats by licking herself, I think that's...
Didn't somebody get ribs removed at one point?
Right.
Yeah, anyway.
I think
so
that...
real or no real?
No real.
But Charlie.
Charlie? Come on, Charlie, come on, play the game.
Come on, Charlie, what's the answer?
Please. Yes?
I've said no real. Give me a moment. I'm just trying to compose myself and get a right answer. I'm trying to
get wheeled out in a minute.
I'm not getting wheeled out this
week.
Back to the dog show. Rough landings. Or indeed, woof landings.
We are. Okay, real or no real, please?
I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
It's true.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. She doesn't do it all the time, but Taylor Swift was caught grooming herself at the Grammys via the audience cam. A bit like a cat.
Do you know what? When I mentioned ribs, I just wanted to bring up the facts.
Do you want the scores?
Yes, please.
I got 10. Charlie got 20. So okay. You win. You're victorious.
Well done. And now, right, wheel him out.
I know you were. I can't even hear you.
Goodbye.
Honey barbecue.
Wheeling you out now.
Wheel him out.
Why are you wheeling me out?
Get him out.
What's wrong with you guys? I haven't even finished my story yet.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Those are Tuesday's best bits for you. Back tomorrow from 1, and our guest is Taylor Lautner. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.